大家早晨。
早晨。Okay, good morning.
It's so nice to hear Cantonese. It makes me feel young again.
聽到廣東話，使到我想起我年輕嘅時候。
It's good to be with you this morning.
我好高興同你哋喺埋一齊今日。
Today we heard the passage from the third chapter of Exodus.
我哋今日聽到嘅聖經係喺出埃及記第三章。
In this passage, we meet a man who is very famous in the Bible. His name is Moses.
我哋聽到就係一個好出名嘅弟兄，叫做摩西。
And I hope that you know the story of Moses.
我相信你都好熟悉呢個故事嘅。
We also learn some very important principles about God.
我哋亦都喺度學到關於神嘅一啲嘅原則。
It's very important for us as Christians to keep learning about God. What is He like? What does He want me to do?
俾我哋知道神佢嘅屬性係點樣，佢要我哋做啲乜嘢。
One of the important principles is that God is active to come to the world to help people in the world.
有一個好重要嘅原則就係話神佢主動嘅嚟到世上尋找我哋呢一班人。
I remember when I first went to Asia 45 years ago.
45年前，我記得我去到亞洲嘅地方。
We were first in Japan visiting some missionaries there, and they took me to a Buddhist temple.
嗰陣時我去喺日本嚇，咁有啲人帶我哋去一個廟宇。
It was my first time, so I was very curious.
我第一次去，所以我覺得好稀奇。
And I saw the Japanese come in. They had a big bell in the temple. And in front there was a log of wood suspended by chains.
嗰時我見到喺個日本嘅廟宇裏邊一個好大嘅鐘，然後鐘前面有一條好長嘅木。
I think you've seen that, right?
我知道你都睇過嘅。
And so before they would go in there to pray, they would take this wood and hit the bell, dong, loud noise.
佢哋入去敬拜之前咧，佢哋就首先攞呢條木一打落去個鐘度，打到好大聲，嘣一下咁樣。
So I asked the tour guide, I said, what is this? Why are they doing that?
所以我就問點解會咁樣做法啊？
He says, oh, to be sure to wake up the God, to be sure he hears the prayer.
佢話要叫醒嗰個神，免得佢瞓著覺，唔知道我哋同佢禱告。
And that was the first time that I heard that this God has limited power. He's far away or he's asleep somewhere.
咁我知道佢哋所信嘅神咧，原來係好有限嘅，可能仲瞓緊覺嚇。
That's not the God of the Bible.
但我哋信嘅神就唔系咁样嘅神。
The God of the Bible is always awake everywhere, and He is active to help us.
我哋所信嘅神咧，佢系唔瞓觉嘅，而且佢系好主动嘅，成日嚟到拯救我哋嘅。
And at this point in history, God comes and enters into the history of the people of Israel.
我哋所读嘅经文就讲到神咧，嗰阵时咧就系。去到以色列嘅地方嚟到尋找拯救嗰度啲人。
The people of Israel had been suffering as slaves for many, many hundreds of years.
嗰陣時以色列就做奴隸做咗好幾百年。
And God in His time says, "Okay, it's enough. I'm coming to save them."
咁神咧覺得哦，時間已經到啦，我要嚟拯救佢哋。
Another principle that's important is that God.Is active, but he's active through people. He uses people to help others.
另外一個原則，我哋要知道就係神咧係拯救人，係要經過佢嘅子民去拯救世界啲人嘅。
If you belong to Jesus today, God wants to use you to help bless other people.
如果你係屬於神嘅人，神咧係會使用你，通過你去將福音傳俾其他啲人。
That is a principle we see through the Bible that God calls people, all people, but especially at times, to come and help and do His work.
呢個就係其中嘅原則。上帝咧係呼召佢嘅子民嚟將救恩傳出去。
So we're going to look at the story of Moses and see how he responds to God's special calling.
我哋一睇睇摩西點樣回應神嘅呼召。
Now, before we begin looking in, let's look at the background of Moses.
我哋睇睇摩西嘅背景。
In chapter 3, verse 1, it says that he was taking care of the animals, the flock, the sheep of his father-in-law.
第三章第一次讲到摩西系牧养佢岳父佢啲羊群。
So what was his profession here? What was his job?
咁佢嘅工作係乜嘢咧？
He was a shepherd.
就係牧羊人。
And we see he's already married.
佢嗰時已經結咗婚啦。
But you remember his background, right? The story of his childhood.
你都記得佢做細佬哥嘅時候，年青人嘅時候，係咪？
He was special from birth. His mother placed him in the basket to save him from the king to kill the baby boys.
佢出世嘅時候，佢媽媽就將佢放咗喺個籃度邊，使到佢唔會被呢個埃及人殺死。
You know the story. The princess of Egypt saw the basket, took the baby home, and raised him as a prince in Egypt.
咁我哋亦都記得就係當時埃及嘅公主咧，就見到佢就可憐佢，就將佢帶咗翻去養大，成為佢自己嘅仔。
And so Moses, as an adult, has a best education in the world at that time.
所以佢係受過非常之好嘅教育嘅。
He had a very easy life.
啊，佢個生活相當都唔錯噶。
But we know one day he discovered that he was not Egyptian; he was Hebrew.
後來有一天，佢發覺佢其實唔係。埃及人，佢係希伯來人。
And so we know that one day he saw the Egyptian beating up a Hebrew, and he went in to protect the Hebrew and kill the Egyptian.
咁有一日佢出去嘅時候，見到一個埃及人欺負呢個希伯來人，咁佢咧就為佢出氣，就將呢個埃及人殺死咗。
So we see here he is, highly educated, brought up in a royal family, but now he is a criminal.
所以佢從一個喺王宮裏面一個王子，而家變咗一個要逃走嘅一個罪犯。
So what does he do?
咁佢做乜嘢咧
？He runs away and he goes over to far away, marries and he settles in a new country.
所以佢唯有逃走啦，走到個好遠嘅地方啊，喺嗰度咧就喺個當地嘅地方娶咗一個太太喺嗰度停留落嚟。
So certainly in his thinking, I'm never going back to Egypt.
我相信喺佢個腦海裏面都諗話，我唔會。永遠都唔會再翻到埃及噶啦。
I can't go back to Egypt.
我冇辦法翻去。
He was settled. He thought, "This is my life from now on."
佢諗住我都係喺嗰度一路住落去噶啦。
And God has a way of coming in and stirring up and bringing him out of this life and using him as a leader to free his people.
但係神有佢個計劃啊！神咧係嚟到佢個嘅環境裏邊，將佢再呼召出嚟。
I can think of the story of my own grandfather.
我想起我自己的祖父。
He was an accountant, and he was settled in his profession. But one day he heard the news that everybody should go and be a pastor there. And so he gave up his job at 50 years age, and he became a pastor.
我的祖父50岁的时候呢，他本来是做这个会计师的。怎知呢，有一天他听到神的呼召，他就放低他的工作，然后去做了牧师。
Now, I'm not saying God is calling everybody to be a pastor, but God is calling everybody to go out and share the good news of Jesus.
我唔係講話神呼召所有嘅人去做牧師，而係話神呼召所有嘅人去做宣教嘅工作。
Now, let's look at the scene of Moses and that burning bush over there.
我哋再睇一睇摩西喺嗰個入火燒嘅荊棘嘅情況。
He saw the fire, and the fire kept burning and burning, but the tree was not consumed. So of course he's curious to go see.
佢一見到咧，係嗰個荊棘咧被火燒，但係咧好奇怪，燒嚟燒去都冇燒壞，咁佢好奇怪，佢就要行過去睇一睇。
And from out of the fire, God speaks to him through an angel.
所以咧喺呢個火嘅當中咧，神藉住使者嘅聲音就同佢講嘢。
God is saying, "Don't come any closer. This is holy ground. Take off your shoes."
神同佢講：你唔可以再行近嚟，因為呢個係聖地。你將你對鞋除咗佢。
And here we're going to see that Moses, for the first time, is going to establish a relationship with God.
所以呢個第一次俾我哋睇到佢同神建立嘅關係喺呢度。
Now, if we look here in the Bible in verse 6, we see that God is going to introduce himself to Moses.
在这里第六节讲给我们听，神将他自己来到显示晓谕给摩西。
Now, remember, at that time, there were many different kinds of gods, and he had lived in Egypt with many different gods. And here, the Creator God introduces himself to Moses.
你知道当时埃及的地方是多神派的。咁咧，我哋呢度睇到神係將佢自己唯一天上地下唯一嘅神，將佢自己顯喻俾呢個摩西知道。
And in verse 6, he says, I am the God of your fathers. I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
这里说话，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
God lets him know that he is the God that took care of his people from the very beginning.
在这里神要给摩西知道他是唯一的神来照顾他们的百姓的一位神。
And the Bible says that Moses is afraid of God. He hides his face from this voice.
摩西就很害怕，所以就蒙住个面，因为他怕见到神。
And then in verse 7, we begin to learn some important things about God.
第七节我们开始就知道神有些很重要的事要做。
Look at verse 7 and it says, God says, I have seen the misery of my people.
第七节讲我说我知道我的百姓在埃及受很大的困苦。
So God sees, he's not blind.
所以神看到的，他不是盲了眼的。
God knows what is going on.
他知道世上所发生的一切事
going on in the world,
世上所有的事他都知道的
going on inside your heart, God sees,
甚至你心里面的事神都知道
and God says, I have heard, God hears the crying and the suffering of his people,
他也都听到他也都知道人的心里面的痛苦
God hears the suffering of people today,
甚至今天神也都听到他的子民心里面的痛苦
God hears the cry of your heart
他都知道你心里面的难处
And he says I know what the Egyptians are doing to my people They are cruel to them
他说我知道埃及人怎样来到虐待你们
So God sees the suffering He hears the suffering But even more He is concerned about this suffering
他不单止看到听到我们的痛苦他也都是很关心我们的苦楚
You know, some people can see the suffering, they can hear about the suffering, but they don't care in their heart about those people.
有些人看到，有些人听到，但是他的心不理会的。
But God is concerned.
但是神呢，是很关注我们的。
God is concerned for you.
他关注你。
For your family.
和你的家庭。
And those around you that God wants you to help them.
甚至到你周围的人，神都是很关注他们。
And then in verse 8, God says, I have come down. God is active. He has come down to what? To rescue his people.
第八节讲到，他说他要下来，要做什么呢？是要拯救他的百姓。
You know what this means?
这个什么意思呢？
God has a plan.
就是神有个计划。
God is active and he has a plan to save this world.
神呢是很主动的，他很愿意来拯救这个世界。
You know, the Bible tells us at the time when Jesus was born, it said, and when the time had come, the right time, God had a plan, a time to come.
圣经有讲就是时候到了，主耶稣就降生，所以神呢是对世上的是有计划的。
And the Bible tells us that Jesus has a plan and a time to come back.
所以圣经亦讲我哋听神，即系主耶稣翻嚟嘅，亦都系有一个定落嚟嘅时间。
And this was the time to rescue the people of Israel.
咁呢个时候呢，就系神要拯救以色列人嘅时候。
But God needed a leader.
但系神需要一个领袖。
Who could be better than Moses?
我哋觉得摩西系最好嘅领袖。
The king of Egypt knows who he is.
埃及嘅王知道佢系边个。
He speaks that language.
他也都识讲埃及的话。
He has a great education.
他有好好的教育。
He's the perfect man to go back and rescue the people.
最好的一个领袖是带领以色列人离开埃及。
And then God says to Moses, I want you to go.
所以神就对摩西讲话，我要你去带领他们离开。
God said, I'm going to send you back to the king.And you're going to tell him, let all my people go.
所以他说我要打发你去见法老，跟他说你要将我百姓以色列人从埃及给我带出去。
And we're going to see that Moses gives four excuses why he will not obey God.
但是呢，摩西呢，就很多的理由说我不可以做这样的事。
Have you ever heard people in the church give excuse why they cannot help?
Yes.你有没有听到很多人很多的理由说他不可以在教会帮忙的
You know, I'm not different, you're not different from Moses.
你同我同摩西差唔多嘅啫。
You know, we think about Moses, oh, a great spiritual leader, right?
是摩西是一个最好的属灵的领袖。
But here we see he is just a common human being with fears like you and me.
但其实他同我们一样，我们都很多的惧怕。
When I was young, I never thought I would be in front of people preaching.
我年轻的时候从来不会想到我会第日站在台上讲道的。
But God called and God gives the strength to do his work.
但是神呼召我，然后俾我力量。
So God told Moses, "I want you to go."
所以神就同摩西讲，我要你去。
So verse 11, what does Moses, his first excuse, what does he say back to God?
佢第一个理由唔要去系点样啊
？He says, "Who me?"
佢话我，我系咩人啊
？Yeah, like 我唔得噶，
我唔得噶
you know?
，Yeah, I just can't.
I'm not the one. God, you forgot. I'm a criminal, right? I can't go back.
他说你忘记了我是个罪犯来的，我没办法回去的。
I'm sure he was thinking of all the people. I'm not the one to go back and do this job.
Yeah, 他想到很多很多的人可能还比他更好的。
Anybody else but me.
Yeah, 就是其他人，但我不行的。
Who am I?
我是谁?
And what does God answer?
神跟他怎么说?
God doesn't say, oh, you're great, you're good, you can do it. God doesn't say that.
神冇讲话你得噶啦，你好嘢啊，我相信你啊。
God says, I'll be with you.
神话我必与你同在。
Isn't that enough?
咁就已经够啦，系咪？
The God of all creation said, I will be there with you as you speak.
呢个创造天地万物嘅神话与你同在。
That should be enough for all of us.
应该咁就够啦，系咪？
But Moses is very hard-headed.
但摩西呢真係好頑固啊。
We're going to see he has more excuses, and I'm going to ask Pastor Choi to read chapter 4, verses 1 through 14, please.
Okay, 咁我而家睇緊摩西出埃及嘅第四章第一節到第十四節。摩西回答說：他們必不信我，也不聽我的話，必說耶和華怎？并没有向你显现。耶和华对摩西说：你手里是什么？他说是杖。耶和华说：丢在地上，他一丢下去就变作蛇。摩西便跑开。耶和华对摩西说：伸出手来拿住他的尾巴，他必在你手中仍变为杖。如此好叫他们信耶和华他们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，是向你显现了。耶和华又对他说：把手放在怀里。他把手放在怀里，及至抽出来，不料手长了大麻风，有雪那样白。耶和华说：再把手放在怀里。他把手再放在怀里，及至从怀里抽出来，不料手已经复原，与肉身的肉一样。又说：倘若他们不听你的话，也不信头一个神迹，他们必信第二个神迹。这两个神迹若都不信，也不听你的话，你就从河里取些水倒在旱地上，你从河里取的水必在旱地上变为血。摩西对耶和华说：主啊，我数日不是能言的人，我是从你就是从你对仆人说话以来也是这样，我本是绝口笨舌的。耶和华 you want me to read to 14?
To 14, yes.
Yeah. 耶和华对他说：谁造人的口呢？谁使人口哑、耳聋、目明、行眼瞎呢？岂不是我耶和华？现在你去吧，我必赐你口才，指教你所当说的话。摩西说：主啊，你愿意打发谁就打发谁，去吧。耶和华向摩西发怒说：不是有你的哥哥利未人亚伦吗？我知道他是能言的，现在他出来迎接你，你一见他心里就欢喜。
Thank you. Okay. Now here we see in this passage three more excuses that Moses is going to give God of why he cannot obey God.
在这里我们读到摩西又给几个理由说他没办法去做。
Remember the first excuse is saying, whoa, who am I? I can't do it.
第一个理由说，哎呀，我不行的，我是谁呢？
And right after that, Moses asked an interesting question to God.
咁咧，跟住摩西就問神一個好得意嘅問題。
I'm sure Moses was quite curious because God had introduced himself as the God of your fathers.
因為佢好驚奇咁喺度考慮緊神係邊個咧，話係佢係佢祖宗嘅神。
But Moses didn't know a name for God. You know, like, well, what's your name?
咁佢又唔知道呢個神應該點樣稱呼佢，佢名叫乜嘢咧
？All those different gods in Egypt, they had a name.
喺呢個埃及嗰度有好多好多嘅神有唔同嘅名噶。
And he says, well, if I go back to the Jewish leaders in Egypt and I tell them that God talked to me, they're going to say, which God? What's his name?
Yeah, 佢話如果我翻去同以色列嗰啲長老講，咁佢就會問究竟你講係邊個嘅神咧？佢叫咩名啊
？And then right here in this passage, we are introduced to this name of God, which in English we call Jehovah or Yehovah.
Yeah, 咁我呢度咧就講俾我哋聽，耶和華。呢個名咧就喺呢度啊，講俾聽，佢個名係叫做耶和華。
This is quite a mysterious name.
呢個名其實咧係好難了解嘅。
It just really means the name that is in the present tense. I am, always am.
其實咧就係現代式嘅意思，就好難解釋，就話我就係我係。
God doesn't change, so he is I am in the past, he's I am now, he's I am in the future. He just says, time has no relation to me. I am eternal God.
意思即係話神咧係超乎時間嘅控制，佢以前係咁樣，而家係咁樣，將來亦都係咁樣。
And this name became so holy, unpronounceable to the people of Israel. They would only pronounce this name Jehovah when they're in the temple inside in Jerusalem, and only the priests can say the name.
So they, 对呢个名系非常之尊重，佢哋唔随便讲呢个名噶，只系嗰个祭司咧系喺敬拜嘅时候先至讲呢个名噶啫。
And you know how they would write or copy the Bible in old ink on different kinds of leather? They when they come to the name Jehovah, they change the pen and they wash it very carefully, a special pen just for Jehovah.
Yeah, 当佢哋抄写嘅时候，呢啲人非常之尊重嘅。抄到呢个名嘅时候，耶和华呢个字嘅时候，佢哋就换咗支笔啊，然之后咧好尊敬嘅先至写呢个名嘅。
And even today among the Jewish people, the word God is so holy that even in English, they will write G and then a dash and a D. They don't write the whole name out.
Yeah.到今日咧，猶太人對神呢個名亦都係好尊重嘅。佢哋寫呢個字係 God 嘅時候，佢個 O 佢唔寫嘅，係中間畫一畫，就係代表佢哋點樣敬重呢個神。
This helps me to realize we really need to give respect to God and His name。
一提醒我哋，真係我哋需要敬重、尊重神嘅名。
In modern culture, sometimes we're too much good of, oh, hello, God, you know, you're my friend. But God is holy and above us and very different.
Yeah, 我哋唔可以将神当系我好老朋友，同佢好似老朋友咁样亲密。但系咧，佢系我哋尊敬嘅神。
So this God said to Moses, "I'll be with you."
咁呢个神咧同摩西讲，我会与你同在。
In chapter 4, verse 1, it gives us another excuse.
咁啊，第四章阿摩西又讲一个理由。
He's thinking, oh, okay, if I obey you and I go back to Egypt and I say, okay, God appeared to me and said, let you go, what if they don't believe me?
他就讲，就算我翻去同他们讲话神派我来，咁他们如果不信我，咁我怎么做啊？
If I leave my work and I leave my family and I go way over to Egypt, like you tell me to do, and I get there and the people say, oh, we don't believe you, what? I wasted my time.
佢意思即係，如果我放低所有一切去到埃及嘅地方，但如果佢哋唔信我，咁點算啊
？What if I said that as a missionary? Oh, I shouldn't go to Macau because they may not believe. I waste my time. Stay here in America.
啊，好似何牧師咁樣，佢去到澳門嚇，嗰陣時澳門啲人會同佢講啊，我唔信你啊，咁你哋做乜嘢啊
？It's not our responsibility to make people believe.
呢個唔係我哋嘅責任，係要人哋相信我哋。
We have the responsibility to tell people.
我哋嘅责任就系要宣讲神嘅福音。
The Holy Spirit takes that truth and puts it in their heart.
聖靈呢係會將呢個真理放喺嗰啲人嘅心裏邊。
That's God's work.
呢個係神嘅工作。
Our work is to open our mouth and tell people about Jesus.
我哋嘅責任呢就係要宣講神嘅福音。
So this is a fairly weak excuse.
所以呢個其實都唔成理由嘅理由嚟㗎。
And then God does something interesting to help Moses have more faith.
所以神做咗一件事係幫助摩西能夠增加佢嘅信心。
Three different miracles happen there to increase his faith.
就俾佢做咗兩三個神蹟嚟增加佢嘅信心。
In the passage, we see he had a staff that was for a shepherd, and God said, "Throw it down," and it became a snake.
佢就同佢講話嗱，你手中嗰啲杖咧抌落地下，一抌落地下就變咗條蛇。
Wow, I think I would run very far.
我都會走嘅，我好驚蛇啊。
But God said, "Pick it up," and he touched it, and it became a staff again.
咁佢話唔怕，揸住佢個尾巴，一揸啫就變咗翻一支杖。
Wow, that miracle would be enough to give you faith more, right?
如果有咁嘅神蹟喺你身上，你都會相信㗎，係咪
？And then God told him, "Take his hand and put it inside your coat."
佢又第二個神蹟就係將佢手放喺佢嗰個懷中。
Take it out. Oh, there's leprosy there.
一攞出嚟咧，成手都有呢個麻風。
You think of the fear he had, like, oh no.
哇，咪嚇死佢啦嚇。
And he put it back in. He came out and it's clean again.
再放入去嘅時候攞出嚟，好翻曬。
And then he told him he could take the water and pour it out, it would become blood.
佢亦都同佢講，做第三個神蹟就係可以攞啲水喺埃及嘅水裏面，一河裏邊一倒出喺地下就會變咗血噶啦。
So here is God saying, "Okay, I'll be with you," and then these three miracles to help his faith.
所以神同佢講，我會與你同在。然之後咧，仲有呢三個神蹟你可以做嘅。
So what do you think Moses is going to do?
咁你諗下摩西會點做咧
？Oh, okay, I believe now. I'm ready to go. Let's go to Egypt.
咁摩西應該講話 ，Okay, 我相信你，我而家去啦。
No, he didn't do that.
No, 摩西冇咁樣做。
Verse 10 of chapter 4.
第十節，摩西咁樣講。
Moses gives a very weak excuse, but an excuse you hear a whole lot in church today.
第十節咧，俾我哋睇到摩西用一個理由咧，就唔成理由嘅理由。但係咧，我哋喺教會聽到呢個理由用過好多次嘅。
I'm not a good speaker. I'm not very eloquent speaker.
我唔識講嘢嘅。
Have you ever heard that?
有冇聽過啊？
Have you ever thought of saying that yourself?
你有冇諗過用呢個做理由啊
？Yeah.
有啊嚇。
Maybe learn a foreign language and speak in that foreign language. 哇，好難啊！
如果講外國語言更加難啊，係咪
？And then God says something very interesting, almost to scold him.
神咧就真係好似喺度鬧緊佢。
Moses, who made your mouth?
所以神問佢話：邊個做你個口㗎？
You know, Moses probably thought that he was giving some news to God. God didn't know this, so I'm going to tell you something, God.
So Moses 以為佢同神講啲新嘢，以為神唔知道嘅。
God knows you.
神知道你嘅喎。
He knows your strength.
佢知道你嘅力好嘅地方。
He knows your weaknesses.
亦知道你比較軟弱嘅地方。
He knew Moses.
佢識摩西好多嘅。
He wanted Moses to go and be a leader.
佢要摩西去做一個領袖。
So here is Moses like saying, 我唔識講啊。
摩西 said, I'm not me.
I don't know how to speak well.
Yes, 我唔識講嘢噶。
And then we're going to end on the last excuse that Moses gives.
最後呢，摩西又用另外一個理由。
And it's quite sad.
因為其實呢，係我哋聽起上嚟真係好唔舒服噶。
Because Moses kind of like refuses.
佢好似摩西喺度拒絕神嘅呼召喎。
He tried, you know, excuse number one, two, and three, and that didn't work.
用咗好多理由，一二三都好似神唔接受。
So finally, he says, in verse 13, he says, "Look, I'm sorry, but find someone else." Like he's saying no.
第十三節佢同神講話：，算啦，你揾第二個人啦，我唔去啊。
And you know what verse 14 says?
所以第十四節點樣講啊
？It says God is angry.
所以神好嬲啊！
God is angry at Moses.
神對摩西咁樣嘅態度非常之唔中意。
Wouldn't that be terrible if God is angry at you for refusing to obey Him?
你諗下，如果神向你發嬲，因為你唔聽佢講，你話個後果係點樣咧
？That happens.
有咁樣發生過噶。
Not just in our times, but in the Bible, other times people refused.
在我们现在的时代有发生过 在摩西的时间也都发生过。
You know the story of Jonah. God told Jonah, go to Nineveh, go to those people and tell them over there. And Jonah went, no, I'm going over here.
你也都记得约拿的故事，是不是？神叫他去尼尼微那里传福音，他说不行，我要走，我走不去了很远的地方。
He had to suffer before he obeyed God.
结果呢，他要受苦，受苦之后他才信服神。
When God is calling you, if you don't obey him, you will not experience the joy and peace that a Christian should have.
当神呼召你的时候，但是你不听的话呢，你就没办法会经历到神给你的喜乐和平安。
That's why we see some Christians today that don't have that peace inside that they should have because they're refusing to obey God.
所以我们当中有弟兄姊妹没有这个神的喜乐平安，就是因为他们不肯听神叫他们做的事。
And then here in the Bible, God says to Moses, okay, if you say that, well, I've already got your brother and he can be your spokesman. He can speak for you.
所以圣经讲我哋听，神呢就同佢讲好啦。而家你有个哥哥叫做亚伦吓，佢识讲嘢噶，佢要嚟接你。
God has a plan。
所以神呢又有另外一个计划喎。
He used Moses to rescue his people。
佢用摩西嚟到拯救佢嗰啲百姓。
To rescue them from what？
拯救佢哋离开乜嘢啊
？They were slaves。
佢哋喺嗰度做奴隶。
Are there any slaves out here in Houston today？
我们 Houston 这里有没有做奴隶的人呢？
The Bible says, if you sin, you are a slave to sin.
圣经告诉我们，当我们犯罪，我们就做了罪的奴隶。
There are millions of slaves to sin around us.
外面有很多很多的人被罪捆
绑。And God loves them and wants to rescue them.
神呢，是爱他们，也是愿意拯救他们的。
But his plan is to work through you.
但是 他工作的方法呢，就是经过你和我去拯救他们。
You, members of Chinese Baptist Church in Houston,
我们 CBC 的会友啊，
God is calling you to share the love of Jesus with the slaves to sin around us.
神呢，是藉着你和我去拯救这些被罪捆绑的人。
Today I invite you not to be like Moses.
我今天呢，想邀请你就不要学阿摩西的样式，
but to humbly obey God.
但是呢，在神的面前愿意谦卑下来。
God bless you.
听佢嘅话 ，Thank you， 愿神祝福你。